Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. All across the country, officials are looking for ways to prevent the kind of violence that took so many lives at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch has some ideas. He says, arm school personnel. We'll talk with him in just a couple of moments. But first, members of a high-level regional trade mission have returned from China after what many consider a highly successful visit there. The object was to increase two-way trade and revive an option to make St. Louis a China air freight hub. Bilateral trade between the two countries is already on the increase, and this most recent visit should increase it even further as the region hopes to become the gateway to the East. The delegation was led by representatives of the World Trade Center St. Louis, St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley, and former Senator Kit Bond, chairman of KBS, Kit Bond Strategies, a business development and consulting firm. Joining us in studio is Senator Bond, and Tim Nowak is executive director of the World Trade Center in St. Louis. Gentlemen, welcome home, and thanks very much for being with us. Good to see you all.
Thanks, Dan.
Don, good to be talking with you again. We as you discussed, we've done this many times a long time ago, so it's good to be talking with you again.
Yeah, well, same here. It goes back 40 years. I hate to say that, and I'm sure you hate to hear it, but it goes back a long way.
Could be further than that, really, if you look.
Well, it could be. It could be. Senator, I'd like to begin with you. Obviously, this mission is getting very high marks for what was accomplished, but what exactly was accomplished?
The idea was to take businesses from the largest to the smallest in the St. Louis region, along with educational institutions, and we took Washington University and the University of Missouri at Columbia to interact with and develop ties with our Chinese counterparts. And I believe it was extremely successful with Charlie Dooley leading it and Tim Nowak and the World Trade Center putting it together. We had big forums and speeches, and we had business gatherings, one-on-one sessions, and I met with the universities who were talking with the head of the Confucius Institute, the Chinese educational institution. But from my gathering of it, and I hope that maybe somebody from the trade mission will call in and give their views, that everybody felt they had establish some good contacts, which can lead to more trade, educational exchanges, and most important in these days, jobs, good jobs in the St. Louis region.
We're in fairly, excuse me, just one second, we're on fairly good footing with the Chinese already. I understand that it's our third largest international trading partner just from this region.
Oh, I think now it's up to first, isn't
it? Yeah, it's third largest for the state of Missouri, but China is now, for the first time in 2011, the largest export market for the St. Louis metropolitan area. So it's the top market.
So what can we see developing, Tim, as a basis on the basis of these discussions? Where does it go from here?
Well, you know, the senator knows we've traveled together multiple times over the last 5 years. So it's trips like these. It's not just a one and done deal. You really have to make an effort. And I like to think that the St. Louis region and the state of Missouri has made a concerted effort to sell our region abroad. And so the trip to China is just one of a string of visits from our end to meet with, as the senator pointed out, businesses, interested business partners, but also government officials to give the full complement of the experience to businesses here. And we've seen the results. I mean, you know, the numbers that we just talked about. But we've also seen a large number of delegations making their way into the region as well. And so it goes both ways. But you know, this is not the first trip that we've made. It will not be the last, because we know we see the opportunities that are there in China. You know, there's a lot of talk about trade imbalance, and yes, there is a trade imbalance. But the flip side of that is that China now represents a real market for consumer goods, for infrastructure development, and so there's great opportunity there. And you've got to spend time in country. You can't do it by computer. You can't do it by phone alone. You do have to make that investment and spend time in country, and that's what these visits help to do.
Senator, what do we have that the Chinese want, and what do they have that we want here for this region?
You take a look at all of the things we produce in the St. Louis region, and this is a very, very diverse region. I tell everybody that a lot of folks go to the East Coast where they just run money, and the left coast, or excuse me, the West Coast, where they do movies about it. But here we produce the things. We grow the food. We had agricultural organizations. We had manufacturing organizations. We had some very large corporations that are already doing business in China, but a lot of smaller companies too that had individual specific topics from high-tech biotech things to equipment that the Chinese were very interested in. And to follow up on Tim's point, it's a question of, have you been there enough to establish relationships? And I made my first trip to China in 1979, and Tim has been over there, and my partner Jason Van Eaton has worked there with the Midwest China Hub Commission, and knows people not only from the top government officials to the people who do the work in the government, plus which is very, very important in China. The government has a big role in economic and business decisions.
This is not all economics we're talking about. Cultural exchanges and ties are also a part of this, isn't it?
It's the full exchange.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to think that that's what separates what we in this region and the state as well, the larger state, recognize, that the university component. I mean, I think that the numbers in the thousands, several thousand Chinese students study here each and every year at our fine universities. We have a very large, diverse Asian population here in St. Louis, one that the last time I was here when we were talking, we'd like to grow. So it's not just business to business. In fact, you know, if you look at it, some of the universities arguably were ahead of the time in developing these relationships. And so St. Louis was the very first U.S. city to establish a sister city relationship with the People's Republic of China. Mm-hmm. Nanjing-St. Louis relationship was signed in 1979. So we have more than 30 years of history with China. And it's only through that full complement of exchange that you can really lay the groundwork for others to take advantage of it and to have success, whether it's a small company, to have a unique opportunity to meet with some of the government leaders that going with somebody like Senator Bond and Charlie Dooley, those doors that are open, it's a unique opportunity to go on a visit like this.
Well, Senator Bond, a few moments ago, has thought that some folks that were on the mission with you might call in, and in fact, we do have a call from Jack Kirkland calling from Washington University. He's joining us now. Yeah. Tim, you had mentioned that the universities are involved, and there is the opportunity for exchange there. Jack, thanks for being with us. Tell us how this all could impact Washington University.
Well, I think that it has tremendous merit for Washington University. As a matter of fact, we have a total university population of approximately somewhere around 12,000 students. And currently we have about 600 Chinese students, and we have a larger number of international students. But going to China and having a face-to-face sit down and even lunch with some of the individuals who operate somewhat like our own provost or at the executive level at the university is a chance to really get to know and get to share with them what our programs are and to talk with them about the possibility of collaboration and other kinds of things. Yeah, one of the things I was very, well, I shouldn't say surprised, I should say delighted about was the fact that the many places that we went and the two gentlemen that you're talking with, Senator Bond and Tim took us to some very, very important sites, and we met some very important people. And the individuals were familiar with Washington University and were actually on our delegation. We had individuals who had been educated at Washington University. So it was much easy to communicate to the total populations that we were visiting. On one occasion, I gave a talk to about 200 people in the audience, and they were exposed to Washington University as an institution that of high caliber and a place that they could send their individual candidates. And I talked with them about the scholarship at Washington University, which is a McDonald scholarship, which sponsors literally the total cost for the student, that is total academic cost and the cost to sustain the student once in the country.
Clearly, this is an important exchange and an opportunity for you to have a dialogue with these folks. I think the senator wants to,
Jack,
say something.
Hi, Jack. This is Kit. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling in, but thanks so much for going along. Jack was with us along with three other universities when we went to Indonesia in January, and that was another forced march from one end of a long country to another. But having the university component there put us way ahead of everybody else, because they've wanted the Asian countries want commercial and educational and cultural relations as well. And the Assistant Secretary for Asia, the State Department, said, this is tremendous. When are you going to tell other localities about it? I said, just as soon as we take all of the opportunities we can find for our St. Louis businesses and institutions. But, Jack, thanks so much for going with us on both trips.
Jack, we certainly appreciate your call. I've got to take a break now, but thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Okay. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jack Kirkland of Washington University. With me in studio is former Senator Kit Bond, who of Kit Bond Strategies, and Tim Nowak, Executive Director of the World Trade Center in St. Louis. They are just back from a trade mission to China. That's what we'll be talking about. We have another caller waiting. Mike in South City, stay there. We'll take your call as soon as we come back. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again and welcome back as we continue our conversation on the just-concluded trade mission, regional trade mission to China. Two members of that mission are with me in studio, former Senator Kit Bond and Tim Nowak, Executive Director of the World Trade Center, St. Louis. Senator Bond, I don't know how you have time to do this. You're in Indonesia this week, you're in China next week, and you're also an attorney here in town with Thompson Coburn.
Oh, I'm very pleased to be able to work with Thompson Coburn. They have many businesses that go, work overseas. So it's been a joy to be able to work for the St. Louis community.
Yeah. Before we go back to the phones, one of the things that we have to take into consideration, I've talked about it before, is the fact that if we want to do trade with China, we've got to get the stuff there and they've got to get their goods here. That brings up the China Hub. This was discussed there. Where are we with this China Hub project?
Yeah, thanks, Don. You know, the work that began on this hub initiative started back in late 2007, so about 5 years ago. And at that time, the idea was to create a commercial and logistics hub in the center part of the United States. And St. Louis is offers all the advantages, has all the assets to do that. And we targeted China at that time because China was and is our largest air freight export partner. The concept was leverage air freight connections between St. Louis and China, and from there promote St. Louis in a new way to China. As China begins to move up that value chain, begins to brand many of their own products, they're going to need a base in North America from which to do business, mm-hmm. and no better place than St. Louis. And so It was never just about the air freight, although the air freight was an important component to it. It was very much also about this idea of a commercial hub as well. And I think that, you know, we've seen the growth of exports from St. Louis businesses to China. I like to think that some of the work that we've done and some of the trips that we've made over the past several years play a part in that. But there is still very much a goal from our airport to get into air freight business. And we would all like we'd all love to be sitting here and saying that there are direct flights, air freight flights between St. Louis and China. They're not there. But the work and the partners are still committed to making this happen. And it's not just China. There are other markets, other airlines that we're constantly talking to establish air freight connections.
Well, I understand South America, for instance, is very interested in looking at that.
Tim, just the one key thing. When we're trying to get jobs, one of the things that bringing the air freight here directly is to give ready access and cheap transportation on the backhauls, and they get very good rates on the backhauls for any companies, and particularly high-tech, high-value products can go back to China on these planes and get good high-tech jobs here in the St. Louis region.
Well, to this end, we have a tweet here, it reads, "And this helps working families in St. Louis how?"
Better jobs. Number one, there will be jobs for people who work at the airport, because the transportation logistics hub is going to hire a lot of people. That will provide also the opportunity for Missouri-based or St. Louis region-based businesses who have high-value products to expand their line and hire more people and put those goods on the planes going back to China or South America.
And if I could just add in there, it comes down to what do we have as a vision for this region? What do we want St. Louis to be doing? We can stick our heads in the sands and turn away from globalization, turn away from the realities of today being a global economy. And I think that our work is focused more on taking advantage of and leveraging the opportunities that come with it. Repositioning St. Louis in a global economy, that's what this is about.
We have a call relating to the hub issue. Mike in South City, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead, please.
I'm looking at the Census Bureau's listing of trade balance of trade with China, and as of October of 2012, we have a $261 billion trade deficit with China. And I was wondering how this China hub will that bring that number down. And also I'd like to say I find it interesting that the gentleman just said that it's good that we take advantage of the realities of globalization. Does he mean like the 15, 20 cents an hour that are paid to Asian workers as opposed to American workers? And shouldn't we be focusing on building manufacturing jobs here in Missouri? Because the United States has lost 5.6 million manufacturing jobs since 2001 when China joined the WTO.
Mike, thank you so much.
Let me hear what you got to say.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, Mike, appreciate the call, and those are good points. The reality is this: to balance that trade imbalance that you mentioned, do we really look at this and say, is China planning to export less to the United States, or is it up to us to export more to China? And we believe it's the latter. We operate from a principle that finding opportunities that are there and helping companies here leverage those opportunities grows business, grows jobs, and those jobs are on average, and this is Department of Commerce data, are higher paying jobs. Export-dependent jobs are higher paying than non-export-dependent. And so this whole initiative truly is about growing business here and taking advantage of opportunities in China and all throughout the world.
I have another call from one of your colleagues on this trip. Let's bring in Bill Bates from Cogent. He was also on the trip. Bill, thank you for waiting, but you're on the air with the senator and with Tim Nowak.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Bill.
To speak to Mike's comment about creating jobs here, I've been helping create manufacturing jobs here in St. Louis since 1993. And we have had no better assistance than what Tim and Kit are doing worldwide for us. I couldn't have asked for a better introduction to four cities over in China. We make brain surgery instruments here in St. Louis, and I have a long history of creating surgical product manufacturing jobs here. And the introductions that I received, they were not just with the government officials, but with private citizens over in China. I met with a couple of people who are seriously looking to invest money over here in the United States. My personal preference is to invest here in St. Louis, but I couldn't have asked for better doors to be opened all over China. We're looking to create about 50 jobs over the next year, and it'll take about a year for us to get into the Chinese market, but our products are in demand. The Chinese don't make anything like our brain surgery instruments, and I found a very positive reception for potential partnerships over in China. And I went over there with the expectation of making two-way partnerships. I didn't want to just sell to China, but work out a partnership that would be long-term in nature, kind of like the sister city relationship that St. Louis got started 30 years ago. I think it's important for any business here in St. Louis to understand that we are in a world economy, and we have to develop partnerships with people all over the world if we're going to expect to continue growing and creating real manufacturing jobs that a family can live on here in St. Louis.
Bill, I want to thank you so much. Time is starting to get away with us. Thank you so much for making that point about the creation of jobs. And I mention that in particular because it's something we all want. But I have another tweet here from a listener saying, loading a plane is not a manufacturing job, not high tech, and not a long-term vision going forward for St. Louis.
Well, the kind of products that Bill makes, that Bill provides, are high tech, and the people who make those products are the ones who are going to be getting the very, very good salaries. I don't know exactly the salary range, but they are highly skilled people, and there will be jobs putting them on the plane, and you got to have all kinds of jobs. But this is the hub would give an export opportunity for Bill.
The hub is a means to an end, not
right.
The
mm-hmm.
end in and of itself.
Right.
I have another email here. Please ask guests to chat about the concept of public-private partnership as a model for infrastructure programs like the hub and supporting warehouse, multimodal depot, et cetera.
Public-private partnerships are becoming more and more important. Government's recognizing it doesn't have the money it needs, and we are exploring at every level more ways to bring in the private sector, which can put up the capital that's needed but is not available from government, and frankly, in many instances, doing the job more efficiently. So you get the infrastructure, you get the roads, the bridges, the airports, the things that we need when you bring in private companies working with public companies to achieve the major policy goals of that particular government.
And if I could just add on to what the senator was saying, the hub is a good example of that. And there are many companies that have been committed to this effort for years. Companies that in this region identify or recognize the opportunities that come with the establishment of this hub. And there are many manufacturing companies, a company like Sigma Aldrich, a company that uses a lot of air freight all over the world because what flies is high dollar value or time sensitive. And that's a prime example of high dollar product that exported from this region, just like Bill's company, that would find advantages from direct access here in St. Louis.
Well, let's be clear that what has happened as a result of this mission is a memorandum of understanding to pursue the hub concept is what was achieved, correct?
Well, the memorandum of understanding was with the American Society of Transportation and Logistics, their China-based office. We were invited. We had a unique opportunity. In fact, we were going to go to three cities. We added on a fourth city because we were invited by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Chinese Ministry of Transportation to participate in their formal transportation forum in Hangzhou. As a result of our participation there, and the senator was one of the speakers at that forum, we were invited to a private conference or a conference in logistics with many private companies there immediately following that. And it was at that conference where members of our trade mission, including Novus and Nestle Purina, were given an opportunity to present. And it was at that forum that we signed the Memorandum of Understanding with that particular organization. And that MOU really calls for collaboration at the private level through logistics providers, freight forwarders, air carriers to work together to identify opportunities. And hopefully, I should say, they hosted this conference in Shanghai. They're looking to bring that conference to the United States in the future. We'd love for it to be in St. Louis.
The senator only has another couple of minutes he can spend with us. And this one issue has to come up because it does every time we talk about dealing with China. And that's the human rights issue. Does this come up during a mission such as yours? The State Department is always dealing with it whenever there's a higher-level mission.
Well, every time I went on behalf of the federal government in the state of Missouri, and I went there many times, that was the top of our list. We talked about human rights, and there is still a lot of progress that needs to be made. We hope by further engagement we can make improvements in that. We need to encourage greater protection of intellectual property, and better controls on cyber attacks. All of these things are concerns, but the best way to work through them is to engage in a partnership rather than sit back and throw rocks.
But it's not an issue that you would raise at this level, a regional group.
We were taking business people to meet with business people. And that's, I think, beyond the Memorandum of Understanding. I'd say that was the greatest accomplishment we made. Bill's example of meeting with private people who wanted to get into partnership, invest money in the production of these high-value surgical instruments and sell them throughout China. That's what creates the jobs here.
What do we look for next? We've got a minute left. Tim?
We look to find to open up opportunities throughout Asia. You know, about a year and a half ago, we established at the World Trade Center the Asia Trade Desk with an understanding that Asia now accounts for about 26% of all of Missouri exports, more than Europe and South America combined. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities there are only going to grow. If you look at recent IMF studies, Asia is where the growth is going to be. And so our goal is to open up new markets, to bring more companies, not just China, not just Indonesia, but other markets, and find success there as well.
Senator, final thought in 15, 20 seconds?
Well, thank you. Good to be with you. This is important to know, and I have to put in a plug for the World Trade Center because they have done a fantastic job under the direction of Charlie Dooley with the leadership of Tim Nowak in bringing the people of St. Louis together, businesses, institutions, and others, to establish connections overseas which can produce good jobs.
Well, Senator Kit Bond, thank you so much for being with us. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Doc.
As previously mentioned, Tim Nowak, good to see you again. Thank you so much for being with us and giving us some insight into this this most recent mission of yours.
Thank you.
When we return, St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch and his ideas on stemming the kind of school violence that rocked the nation last week. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.